Anybody ever walk 20 miles and tell me how long it is? It's a long time. I bet you it's at least 2 days. So out of nowhere, he found himself completely depleted. This man of great faith plunged into deep depression. It was even suicidal. Here was the prescription. Now listen to me. Here was the prescription from the angel of God. Are you listening? Here's the prescription from the angel of God. You will take 2 or 3 days of sleep, solitude, and refreshment. When's the last time we've taken 2 or 3 days of sleep, solitude, and refreshment? Yeah. You see, the difficult thing, folks, is when we don't do these, when we don't take a Sabbath during the week, when your Sabbath may be on a Monday, whatever your work schedule permits, right? When you don't take a Sabbath and you don't take a vacation from your day-to-day activities, you don't do anybody any good. Especially your spouse and your kids if you have kids. Right? So the angel literally commanded him to take 2 or 3 days of sleep, solitude, and refreshment. The word says, strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights, and then he needed 2 or 3 more days, right? Until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God, one of the most vulnerable places where the enemy can score against us is when we are not paying attention to our fatigue level. Another area that we need to focus on and close the gap, a vulnerable place, is the area of frustration. Now, folks, man, I was frustrated this morning. First of all, it started with our dryer dying on us this week. And now think about a family of 5. And of course, I do most of the laundry. Is that fair? Yeah, I do most of the laundry. And boy, it takes like all day for clothes to dry when there's no heat. Right? Well, then our computer started acting up. And last night, after this wonderful birthday party we had for David, the computer wouldn't even turn on. So any work I'd done is locked down in that computer, right? And so no problem, I come in last night and I download last week's PowerPoint and update it and everything, and I can't remember what else I did. That was a long time ago. But anyway, I took it home and thought I'd work on it. So I work on it, bring it up to date, and do the finishing touches. And this morning, I go to print out my sermon, and guess what? The laptop wasn't communicating with the printer. Now, folks, that was 5 till 8. My frustration level was probably right out here somewhere. It's probably, Paul was standing behind me. I don't know if anything was spewing out the top of my head or not, but I was just about there, right? So frustrated. You know, you don't realize how much you use that computer until it doesn't work for you, right? So frustration. Man, is that a vulnerable place? Let's look at verse 10 again. Talking about frustration. Verse 10. There's so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. See, the people were becoming discouraged. I know all kinds of people who start a project with enthusiasm. I touched on this at the beginning. Every January I see people say, we're going to get our financial life in order. Or, I'm going to lose weight. You know, we start with gusto, don't we? Man, we are enthused. Even in Christianity, we can... How many of us, you don't have to raise your hand, how many of us, and maybe it was you, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, man, you were on fire. You talked about it in the grocery store. You talked about it on the sidewalks. You talked about it at home. You talked about it in your work. Everywhere you went, it saturated your life, right? But you know the difficult thing about the Christian walk? Most of us still are in the maturity level of that right there, just giving our life to Christ.